Pat Terry, your host on Authentic News, right on here on RBN Live, the 16th day of April, 2024. Simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. Most of our news, the latest developments, of course, concern Israel and Iran and the threat of nuclear war, which is the greatest it has ever been, in my estimation, by a considerable margin. Israel is claiming it has no choice but to respond. Now, Biden had been trying to tamper this down. And of course, we all know, when I refer to Biden, I mean the fake guy in the White House who calls himself Biden, that the press is not revealing to be a fraud. Axios reported Israeli Defense Minister Gallant told Secretary of State Austin, Israel has no choice but to respond to Iran's missile and drone attack, which came in retaliation for Israel bombing of Iran's consulate in Damascus, which, as I've mentioned many times, was Iranian sovereign territory. Gallant and Austin spoke Sunday after Biden told Netanyahu the U.S. would not support an Israeli attack on Iran. The U.S. is trying to portray the Iranian attack as a victory for Israel, since most of the drones and missiles were intercepted with the help of the U.S., the U.K., and Jordan, though some, seven actually, got through and damaged an Israeli airbase, too, as I understand it, killing 44 Mossad, and I do not know how many aircraft. U.S., however, is also affirming it'll continue to defend Israel if there is another escalation. Austin told Gallant the U.S. does not seek escalation, but added the U.S. will continue to defend Israel, regardless, it would appear, no matter how great the crimes. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet is warning a powerful response on Iranian soil is coming. Israel Channel 11 told residents, don't go to bed yet, because an unprecedented attack on Iran is coming. The country's war cabinet has approved a powerful response on Iranian soil. My best guess, Iran's going to try to nuke Iran's nuclear facilities with an F-35. I've been predicting it will happen. I continue to believe that's going to be the outcome. And in that case, Iran will retaliate massively. Here you have hints. Former Prime Minister Bennett, who's a very nasty guy, fires back at Biden, hints what Israel will do with Iran. Biden said claims that Iran launched its attack as a show for its own people were false. When you shoot 350 flying objects timed to hit Israel at the same moment, when you use three fundamentally different kinds of weapons, cruise missile, ballistic, and UAVs, you're looking to penetrate Israel's defense and kill Israelis. He directly pushed back against the Biden admin. We're telling Israel it got a win, that they should take it. The win, according to Biden, was the fact that 99% of the projectiles were shot down by Israel and its allies. No, it's not a victory, Bennett wrote. When a bullet tries to hit you 350 times and only succeeds seven, you've not won. You don't win wars just by intercepting your enemy's hits, nor do you deter it. Your enemy will just try harder with more and better weapons and methods next time. He said the only way to deter further aggression was by exacting a deeply painful price. And it said the attack was a big mistake by Iran, which he referred to as a terror octopus, who said is Tehran, whose tentacles are in Lebanon, Yemen, Iraq, Syria, and Gaza. Israel's strategic mistake for the past 3 years was to play along with a strategy. We always fought the octopus's arms, but hardly extracted a price from its Iranian head. The alternative, thus, I agree, could be to hit Tehran with a nuke. That would be the alternative. It will be one or the other. Meanwhile, Turns out that antiwar.com is reporting Israel's missile defense against the Iranian attack is estimated to have cost over $1 billion. The activation of Israeli air defenses in response to an overnight Iranian drone and missile attack likely cost over $1 billion, according to Brigadier General Reem Aminatvatch, former financial advisor to the IDF chief of staff. The Iranian attack led Israel to activating multiple types of air defense systems, including the Arrow, David Sling, and the Iron Dome. If we're talking about ballistic missiles that have to be brought down with an Arrow system, cruise missiles to be brought down with other missiles, UAVs, which we actually bring down mainly with airplanes, then add up the cost. $3.5 million for an Arrow missile, a million for a David Sling, such and such cost for airplanes, in order of magnitude 4 to 5 billion shekels, $1 to $1.3 billion, he reported. Fascinating. Meanwhile, we have a report from a colonel with considerable expertise suggesting the attack was completely successful and very well executed.
And Israel has attacked Iranian consulate in Syria. And right after that, we've seen that Iranian government, Iranian army has seized an Israeli ship in the Strait of Hormuz. And right now, we've seen that Iranian are attacking Israel. And what's going on? What's your take on this attack?
Well, I think, first of all, that we are not in a completely new situation in that sense, because we had already attacks against Iran on Iraqi soil, and namely the attack against Qasem Soleimani in 2020. And we had a very similar situation then. We noticed that this attack on Soleimani was possible with the help of the Israeli Mossad, by the way. So the Israelis were already involved in that attack. Now, what we had early April this year is an attack on a diplomatic delegation. And this is the an escalation step, a definitely escalation step, because it violates the Vienna Convention of 1961 that grants immunity to the diplomatic personnel. And we see that Israel has basically Israel disregards international law. As soon as its interest is concerned, Israel will not consider the international law. And that was blatant in that case. Now, it's clear that in that situation, Iran had to, let's say, make Israel to respect its sovereignty, because even an embassy is considered as national territory, and it's a matter of sovereignty. I didn't anticipate that Iran would attack that way, to be honest, but I miscalculated my assessment at that time. And I miscalculated the fact that, first of all, it's a question of sovereignty, and therefore Iran was in fact had to reestablish its rights to the sovereignty. First of all, that's the first thing. The second thing is that I didn't realize that, in fact, I knew, because after the attack on Soleimani, Iran wanted to reply, but he wanted to reply in a very, let's say, restrained manner.
This is Colonel Jacques Bott of the Swiss Army talking about how Iran had the right under international law, in fact, Article 51 of the UN Charter, to respond to attack on its sovereign territory. It notified all parties of the attack. took hours for the drones to make their way to Israel, which therefore was well prepared and responded very skillfully, where exactly seven missiles got through. All seven were hypersonic. All seven were directed at the airports from which the attack on the Iranian embassy collateral building had been launched. So this was all totally appropriate and in accordance with international law on the Iranian side. The Israeli attack on the consulate, however, was not in accordance with international law, was not announced in advance, and was a clear act of war and attack on Iran. Meanwhile, Trump asserts that Iran attack wouldn't have happened if I were president. Interesting claim. Former President Trump took to his social media Saturday as U.S. forces helped Israel intercept Iranian missiles and unmanned aerial vehicles aimed at Israel. Israel is under attack, Trump wrote. It should never have been allowed to happen. This would never have happened if I were president. Trump falsely claimed his truth is the reason why Joe Biden left his home in Wilmington, Delaware, to return to the White House as the situation unfolded. Due to universal outrage and my truth, I think he means his truth social, crooked Joe Biden has been forced back to the White House tonight instead of tomorrow. Good. America supports Israel, Trump posted. He hosted a campaign rally tonight in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where he began by recognizing Israel. Frankly, I find this all very disappointing, very distressing. I want him to be condemning genocide. If he can't do that, he lacks moral authority in my eyes, and I cannot be respectful of him. I may continue to support him because the alternative is god-awful. We're in a hell of a predicament when we really are forced to choose in a fashion that is shaping up as it is now. If Trump, who in so many other ways is a very fine leader for America, cannot put Israel in its place and condemn it for outrageous actions in violation of international law, the Geneva Conventions, the UN Charter, and more. Very disappointing. Meanwhile, Iranian officials have threatened the United States not to retaliate to its attack on Israel, and Biden, the fake Biden, is making it quite clear the U.S. is not going to participate in such an assault. But the Israelis are saying they're going to go ahead anyway. Iran warns Israel, U.S., against retaliating after a large-scale attack. The Iranians do have a lot of resources they could bring to bear here. And it frankly just wouldn't be surprising if that were to happen. Meanwhile, we have the attempt, of course, to convince Netanyahu to take it as a win because they shot down such a high percentage. But that's not the way it's being received, and that's not the way it's going to play out, I'm convinced. Ukraine, in the meanwhile, is expressing jealousy of the U.S. defense of Israel during the Iran attack. Ukrainian officials have expressed envy over the U.S. response to an Iranian drone and missile attack on Israel, which came in retaliation for the Israeli bombing of Iran's consulate in Syria. The U.S., the U.K., France, and Jordan all intervened to help intercept Iranian drones and missiles. The whole world saw that Israel was not alone in this defense. The threat in the sky was also being eliminated by its allies, Zelensky said. The attack on Israel came as Russia stepped up its missile and drone attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, which Moscow said was a response to Ukrainian attacks on oil refineries inside Russian territory. Ukraine has suffered serious blows in the strikes, and it's running low on air defenses, while Russia's intelligence continues to improve. When Ukraine says its allies should not turn a blind eye to Russian missiles and drones, it means action is needed. A bold one, Zelensky said. It's not rhetoric that protects the sky. It's not opinions that curb the production of missiles and drones for terror. U.S. and NATO have not directly intervened on Ukraine's behalf due to the obvious risk of direct war with Russia, which could quickly turn nuclear. In the earlier days, Zelensky was asking NATO to impose no-fly zones that would have required shooting down Russian planes and bombing surface-to-air missile systems inside Russia, but the idea received little support in Washington or enthusiasm from the European Union or other NATO nations. Meanwhile, Ukraine is attempting to coerce the West over oil prices. Kiev's top diplomat has suggested that the U.S. and other donors need to give more military aid to stop attacks on Russian refineries. Kiev would be more receptive to appeals from the U.S. and allies to stop attacking Russian oil infrastructure if the West boosted its military aid. Ukraine's top diplomat has revealed they're subtle about it. There are forms of extortion, know no bounds. Foreign Minister Dmitry Kuleba offered a suggestion for how the West can earn Ukraine's cooperation. How the West can earn Ukraine's cooperation? Think of this, the arrogance. Here the West has been going all out to support Ukraine, but Ukraine is manipulating and extorting the West for more. More arms, more money, more power. It's outrageous. His comments came after U.S. Defense Chief Lloyd Austin expressed concern earlier that Ukrainian drone strikes against Russian refineries and oil storage facilities could trigger a jump in international energy prices. You need to think in your own interest, Kubela told RADA TV. If your partners are saying, we are giving you 7 Patriot batteries, but we have a request for you, please don't do this and this, then there is something to talk about. On the other hand, if no batteries, no aid packages are being offered in connection with the entreaty, then there is nothing to talk about. Everyone survives as best they can, he added. Meanwhile, we have a fascinating report. Russian captivity is better than Ukrainian army. Ukrainian servicemen surrender to Avdiivka. Amid the ongoing Russian offensive in different directions on the front lines, Ukrainian servicemen are surrendering to the Russian military. Abandoned by their commanders, a lot of Ukrainian soldiers lay down their weapons in order to save their lives. On April 13th, the Russian Ministry of Defense reported another successful operation of the armed forces of the Russian Federation, resulting in the surrender of another group of Ukrainian servicemen. The first reports from this unit came in early April. The Russian Ministry of Defense provided more details. An entire unit of 9 servicemen thought they'd be harmed from their own military. I'll be right back.
Anybody's helping anyway. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, Zelensky, who we know is a liar's liar in Zero Hedge reports, is lying about an upcoming counteroffensive out of desperation to receive more aid. Send me more money. Send me more weapons. Zelensky told German media in an interview earlier this week that Ukraine is planning another counteroffensive against Russia, which is why it required production licenses from its partners in order to build up its domestic military industrial capacity ahead of that event. It also urged the U.S. to break its congressional deadlock on Ukrainian aid in order to help the country prepare for this next campaign. No counteroffensive is actually planned, however, since Ukraine completely lacks the manpower and the arms. So he's just going to lie to milk America and Europe for more resources it really doesn't deserve. In fact, the war is lost. The problem is the nations involved here don't want to admit it. NATO has been defeated. Have no serious doubt about it. Meanwhile, Russia is demanding that the West assist in nailing down the Moscow terror attack mastermind. Attempt by the U.S. and its allies to shield Kiev from the Crocus City Hall inquiry looks suspicious. Of course, Russia expects Washington and its allies to cooperate with an investigation aimed at identifying the mastermind behind the deadly Moscow terror attack that took place in March. The nation's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, said Friday. While that would be a reasonable expectation if you were dealing with responsible, rational, moral agents, but in this case, you're not. Witness the Nord Stream attacks, where the United States feigns it has no idea how that came about. I mean, liar, liar, pants on fire. The problem being, this is the country that's supposed to be the leader of the world, which we have disgraced again and again. The attack on the Krokus City Hall concert venue, located just outside of Moscow, claimed more than 140 lives. Four gunmen stormed the building, shooting everyone in sight before setting it on fire. A total of 11 suspects were arrested in the wake of the rampage, including the four alleged assassins. Russian officials described the perpetrators as radical Islamists, but say the crime might have been organized by Ukrainian security services using the terrorists as patsies. I have no doubt that, of course, is the case, except it may well have been planned by the CIA. I've reported that before. Meanwhile, we have Larry Johnson talking about how the West, the Russia is destroying Ukraine's army. Just further thoughts about it.
And this video, we're going to discuss Iranian strike on the territory of Israel.
Wrong video, but it's a good one, talking about the success of the attack. Meanwhile, there are reports that French troops are in Ukraine. Let's see if we got the right one here.
You won't believe it's, how old she is.
And of course, again, alas. Now they're stacking them. You know, you got one commercial on top of another. This is now going to pedo Illuminati French troops in Ukraine.
Meanwhile, on April 12, 2024, reputable Russian Telegram channels, known for their numerous connections in the Russian military department, announced that active soldiers and officers of the French army have finally arrived in Ukraine. According to them, a unit from the 3rd Infantry Regiment of the French Foreign Legion in the amount of 100 soldiers and officers was transferred to the city of Slovyansk, Donetsk region. At the same time, it is reported that this is just the beginning and that very soon other units of the French army will also arrive in Ukraine. It is quite possible that they will be transferred to Odessa and even Kiev.
Well, wherever they're transferred, they're not going to live long. I mean, sending French troops to Ukraine is idiotic. But then Emmanuel Macron is obviously nothing more than a stooge.
Numerous witnesses also confirmed the arrival of the French military in Ukraine. According to them, French soldiers and officers are located in Slovyansk at the military base of the 54th Separate Mechanized Brigade of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. Moreover, the arrival of the first unit of the French army in Ukraine was also confirmed by Russian military expert Yuri Kotnak. According to him, the French Ministry of Defense has transferred a French army unit to Slovyansk, which will build the defense of the city around the perimeter, hoping to stop the advance of Russian troops. This French army unit consists of specialists and...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
As the chair of the U.S. panel, the Chinese Communist Party is getting away with murder in plain sight with U.N. acquiescence. The Chinese Communist Party is getting away with murder as it expands its tentacles in international bodies such as the United Nations to shun criticism, according to Representative Chris Smith, Republican of New Jersey. My goodness, if he's saying that about China, what should he be saying about Israel? They are getting away with literally murder in plain sight, and too many countries are acquiescing or running sadly away from the issues that for which China is notoriously known, citing the regime's repression of religious freedom and pervasive use of torture. Everywhere you look, it's bad and getting worse, and they're doing a full-court press in the United Nations to cover it up. Well, China can't hold a candle to Israel. Meanwhile, Trump burst into laughter when The View made a 2024 announcement. The View has become a bit of a joke, alas. Brian Tetta, one of the producers, told Deadline he's expecting at some point this year President Joe Biden would appear on the show. I expect he will, Tetta said. We were the first stop after he announced his 2020 run. We had the first interview with him after that. He made history as the first sitting vice president to do a daytime talk show here. So, yes, I think he'll be on when contact with the White House. We don't have anything to announce yet, but my hope, really, my expectation is he'll be here during the election, meaning the campaign. Vice President Kamala Harris has already appeared on the show, but I can see why this would evoke laughters. Co-host Joy, he added that presidential candidate John F. Kennedy Jr. could appear also on the show. But co-host Joy Behar attacked him for being a threat on Biden's re-election. First of all, he's a threat, I think more to Biden just because of his name. People out there really looking into, they think, oh, Kennedy Democrat, y'all vote for him. Meanwhile, he's a conspiracy theorist, anti-science. His whole family is voting for Biden, the type of dangerous rhetoric. Biden's a bigger threat to democracy, the man who wanted to overthrow the government. But, of course, that's all ludicrous. They're calling him a conspiracy theorist and being anti-scientific because he's actually investigated the vax and exposed the corruption involved there. And we know, of course, the whole idea of an insurrection on January 6th is just ridiculous. Here's something not so. We have an anti-war activist disrupting Hillary Clinton.
That we need to tell now.
If you're going to speak, you should answer the crimes against Palestine, the crimes against Honduras, the crimes against Libya, crimes against Syria and Iran. You're supposed to be a hero to women. How many women have died because of your policies, your coups, your wars? Hey, I like that. Things are heating up. Meanwhile, Dems in despair as voters flee the party in key states. This is happening across the country. In some shocking news, it seems the Democrat Party is experiencing a bit of a voter registration meltdown in crucial battleground states like Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Since late 2020, when the glorious Donald Trump was unfairly ousted from the White House, Democrats have been ditching their party like it's a sinking ship. And who can blame them? Biden's disastrous policies have left his own party disillusioned. Take Pennsylvania. For a whopping 336,269 registered Democrats have thrown in the towel since November 3rd of 2020. That's like a whole city of people saying, nope, we're out of here. The Democrats' lead over Republicans has shriveled up faster than a raisin in the sun, dropping from a comfortable 685,818 to less than 400,000. Ouch! Multiple reports about this. Here's conservative Daily News tweeting, Dem voter registration dips in crucial swing states ahead of 2024. Three crucial battleground states have experienced a drop in Democrat voter registration in 2020 and ahead of the November rematch with former President Trump. Of course, they can look around. They can see how their life is being affected. They can see how everything is worse than it was under Trump. It's really not a secret. It's apparent to anyone who bothers to look. Meanwhile, Biden's covert alien invasion, 800,000 have been flown under the radar to U.S. cities. This infuriates me. The Biden admin's top secret plan to secretly let huge numbers of illegals into the country is shocking. According to available federal records, a whopping 33,000 have been flown into New York City. Even more mind-boggling. An astonishing 326,000 were flown into the state of Florida. Yes, you heard that right, folks. Florida has been bombarded with illegals thanks to Biden's hidden agenda. The number of illegals he's flown around the country far surpasses the number Texas Governor Abbott sent via bus to Deep Blue Cities. And here's the kicker. The left-wing media hardly bats an eyelash at Biden's major human trafficking operation. Governor Abbott is relentlessly attacked for trying to manage the influx of illegals. It's a classic case of double standards, folks. No doubt about that. Meanwhile, Chris Hedges writes a requiem for the New York Times, which, alas, believe it or not, is our nation's newspaper of record. In other words, what is published in the New York Times officially constitutes the history of the United States. It's absurd, completely absurd, because they publish a whole lot of fantasies and propaganda, but there it is, New York. I'm sitting in the auditorium at the New York Times. First time I've been back in nearly two decades. It will be the last. The newspaper is a pale reflection of what it was when I worked there, beset by numerous journalistic fiascos, rudderless leadership, and myopic cheerleading of the military debacles in the Middle East, Ukraine, and the genocide in Gaza. Well, one of the Times contributions to the mass slaughter of Palestinians was an editorial refusing to back an unconditional ceasefire. Many seated in the auditorium are culpable. I'm here, not for them, but for a former executive editor they're honoring. And of course, he's right. The New York Times is a pale facsimile. In fact, it's an embarrassing variation on what it used to be. Now, get this. One of the reasons why the Democrats are going to go down big time. USA hyperinflation 157% in the past 3 years, believe it or not. This week, there are more CEOs saying that lending rates could get even worse and go up to a new 40-year high not seen since the Jimmy Carter debacle and Reagan's landslide election of 1980. The intersection of hyperinflation and escalating interest rates on various types of loans has disproportionately affected women and minorities, exacerbating existing economic disparities. The weak energy policies, increased fuel prices, and skyrocketing food prices have not only become more harsh, wiping out savings and discriminatory income for working families, according to the International Monetary Fund. The surge in inflation, coupled with soaring interest rates, has created a formidable financial burden, particularly evident in the realm of home loans, auto loans, student loans, and credit cards. To illustrate, the average interest rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has skyrocketed by approximately 157.41% in January of 2021. Reaching 6.95 in March of 2024. Other loan and bank products, such as credit cards, student loans, and auto loans, went up in a devastating fashion, which continually injures working families. Remember James Carville's observations of the past. It's the economy, stupid, as to what's going on here. A more elaborate study how the economic and media elite plunder working class Americans is linked here, too. Get this now, I find this highly troubling. For an embattled regime, right before the election, Soros, that would be George, takes over the third largest radio network and plots to take over the second. How awful is this? This man is one of the scourges of humanity. After Audacity was forced to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Soros Fund Management bought hundreds of millions of his debt for 50 cents on the dollar under a bankruptcy agreement that will become its largest shareholder with a potential impact on much of the country and its politics. Audacity claims to be able to beat $200 million across the range of its properties, which include sports, music, and talk radio stations, as well as a large digital platform. While Audacity is not an inherently conservative company, It owns a number of talk radio stations and a talk radio format, caters to commuters, early risers, and working people, which is to say, conservatives. And the Soros takeover will give one of the biggest funders of leftist extremism control over not only conservative talk radio stations, but those that are like WILK in swing states. That includes two other stations in Pennsylvania and many others across the country. And he is not stopping. Soros Fund Management is tightening its grip over U.S. radio after scooping up the majority stake in the bankrupt company of Audacity, and they're going after more. Meanwhile, the Idaho Supreme Court has upheld a ban on student IDs for voting that they are not sufficient. The Supreme Court of Idaho Thursday upheld recent legislative amendments to the state voter identification requirements, affirming a lower court's ruling in favor of the Idaho Secretary of State, Bill McCrane, which eliminated the use of student IDs for voter registration and in-person voting. The unanimous ruling came in light of a suit filed by two voter advocacy groups claiming two pieces of legislation disproportionately affect young and out-of-state college voters, infringing on their right to vote and violating equal protection. The opinion said, "We conclude House Bills 124 and 340 are reasonable exercises of the legislative authority to enact conditions on the right of suffrage," which I interpret they're going to require more stringent forms of identification in order to vote in Idaho elections. Meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene has gone after the spies who lied. A wonderful tweet. "The intelligence experts who falsely discredited Hunter Biden's laptop and still won't say they are sorry." This was completely disgusting. And I'm a huge fan of MTG, who's doing her best to try to keep the government honest. But frankly, it's a losing fight. We are becoming increasingly corrupt. Do you have any doubt about it? Meanwhile, Rand Paul says he will investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci's secret trips to the CIA before COVID-19. Top Republican to prove off-the-book visit to the spy agency that questioned the Wuhan lab leak theory. Here's more from the Daily Mail. Senator Rand Paul told Daily Mail he'll continue his probe into the origins of COVID-19 by investigating Dr. Anthony Tony the Rat Fauci's secret off-the-book trip to the CIA. A Republican from Kentucky, who is also a doctor among the few in Congress, has been investigating the origin of the COVID pandemic for years. In an exclusive interview with Daily Mail, Paul disclosed that Fauci, former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, was friendly with the CIA, which is notably one of the few federal agencies that still has not clearly established COVID origins. The CIA officially still says COVID is probably from animals. We also have stories, rumors, and innuendos that Fauci was a frequent visitor off the books to the CIA. He pointed out how the CIA disagrees with findings from the Department of Energy and FBI and have the pandemic likely originating from a leak at a Wuhan, China lab. That through an initial CIA assessment found that, although an initial CIA assessment found the lab leak theory was likely, senior officials in the agency overruled those findings. Wouldn't it be nice to get to the heart of the matter? Frankly, there's not really a lot of room for doubt that the United States itself was behind it, and that the Department of Defense may have played a disproportionate role here. Very, very troubling. Let's find out. Friend, go for it. Here's a doozy. Top Obama advisor elevates O.J. Simpson to icon status. Why? For getting away with murdering whites. Can you believe? This is what the Democratic Party has come to. It seemed to be praising a new hero and recently deceased O.J. Simpson for what he was able to accomplish by killing two white people and getting away with it. During
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone,
days
I'm
gone.
Not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Honestly, this story is so repulsive. I got to tell you, I am shocked, even today, that we have a Democrat who's promoting O.J. Simpson for killing white people. Allison, this is her name, senior policy advisor Ashley Allison to the White House, honoring O.J. Simpson for murdering whites. Allison celebrated Simpson and what he represented to the black community. After initially noting that he was not a civil rights activist or a social justice leader, she said he was still a prominent figure in the black community over those supposed accomplishments. He represented something for the black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people killed. A former advisor to Obama pointed out that O.J.'s trial was fueled by racism, or as she calls it, racial tension, and that the same racism still exists in America today. According to the close Obama ally, this won't be fixed until racist old America has an honest conversation about black citizens, insinuating that until that happens, there'll be more moments like O.J. Simpson. This radical left is just saying that racist America needs to be punished by more black-on-white murders. And think, this message is coming from the very top of the Democrat Party. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We have a video here where these leftists, racists, are showing their true color by celebrating a murderer because his victims were white. If that doesn't disgust you. Meanwhile, Claudine Gay, who resigned due to plagiarism allegations, will be teaching reading and research class at Harvard in the fall. Former Harvard president Claudine Gay resigned from her position in January following numerous allegations of plagiarism. Will teach a graduate level course on reading and research this fall. Gay taught the same course this spring. The college Fix reported, which would have been scheduled before she resigned, she'll return to teach the same independent study class after alleged plagiarism was widely reported. She continues to receive her $900,000 a year salary. What content would that have? Reading and research? That's just ridiculous. You could do anything, anything whatsoever. No doubt, she'll be engaged in gender or black studies. I'll be right back, and I'll take your call.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.